In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So let it be. Amen. Today is Remembrance Sunday. Today is Armistice Day. Today we mark 100 years since the end of 4 years and 100 days of war we call the First World War. Big Ben was silenced during those 4 years and would ring out at 11 o'clock 100 years ago today. Soon afterwards, the Prime Minister of the day, David Lloyd George, had spoken of his hope that this marked the end of all war. With the benefit of hindsight, we know his hopes were not to be realised. Today, it's right that we pause and remember. To remember the First World War and to reflect that there is war still. In different ways, in different places, around our beautiful world. And it was ever thus. Our story from the beginning of the book of Numbers reminds us that God's people have been preparing for battle in every generation. From slavery in Egypt, journeying through the wilderness, difficult times, preparing to engage in battle with others. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 4, the call to remember the time coming out of Egypt and to tell the successive generations, to tell of all that happened, lest we forget. And of course, the story of the Exodus from slavery in Egypt to the promise of a new land continues to be a story remembered by our Jewish brothers and sisters. Wars, battles in Bible times, and wars long ago were localized affairs. Today, they're on a global scale. Our world, our one world community, represents a tangled, complex network of values, trade agreements, friendships, or otherwise. Today we remember on the past, and we reflect on the present, and we have to review our role in the future. In Numbers, we are told that the tribe of the Levites were not to be called up for military service. They were to be the priests, the first reserved occupation. They were to maintain the things of faith, the things that brought meaning and worth to the community, a community that was engaged in so many things as it would re-establish itself as God's people, journeying towards promise and new things, the things of faith, the things that really matter, were to be defended. Love, peace, justice, faith, the worship of Almighty God, in the tents that represented his very presence. Those were things that were to be defended. Yesterday I met with a number of colleagues from around both Lochaber Presbytery and Abernethy Presbytery, and we were thinking about the church's purpose today. What is our mission? And we were reminded that we don't have a mission. God has a mission and invites us to be a part of it. And when Jesus, quoting from the prophet Isaiah, laid out his mission statement, as it were, he spoke of proclaiming the good news to the poor, release to the captive, sight to the blind, proclaiming God's favour to all. God's mission is that the world be a peaceful, happy place, a place of justice and love. It was Jesus' purpose. It's our purpose. Today we remember a list of names, some numbers recorded in Scripture. Today we remember names engraved on war memorials, names written on rolls of honour. And today we remember a list of names which contains our own. The Scripture occasionally speaks of the Book of Life, particularly in the last book of Scripture in Revelation. I'm not sure there's an actual book, but I know that our names are written in God's heart. And God calls us to respond. To respond to God's love, to respond to the sacrifice of the past that will shape our hope for the future. On the 4th of August, 1918, King George V declared it to be a national day of prayer. It was the fourth anniversary of the beginning of the war. 100 days later was the 11th of November. We too, in our generation, are called to be people of prayer, people of action, people who want to defend the things that are good and lovely and true for our world, for all its nations, communities, families, individuals. Yesterday, the internet brought some words of wisdom to me. Words from one Scott Stabile. And having googled a little about him, I find that he's someone who has every reason to be angry with the world. Someone who has every reason to want to have retaliation. And yet, he's someone who has chosen the way of love. His words: I look around and see so much fear, people getting more and more comfortable with their hate, more at ease being mean, more united in their separation, and I think, no, not me. I will not get lost in this fearful world. I will not play with bullies. I will continue to be brave and kind. I will speak for real unity. And no matter what, I will never stop loving. I don't know who he is. An ordinary guy who has shared something of his story and his determination to be part of a world of love. just an ordinary person, someone like you, someone like me. Today we remember the past in order that we can reflect on the present and review how we choose to live. Jesus spoke of bearing fruit, that passage we heard earlier from John 15. That God's love through us bears fruit, fruit that endures. Peace, love, justice. The good things that we want to preserve, the things we want to be, the things we want to share in our world. We remember, we reflect, we review who we are and what we do as children of God today. Amen.